Blog Talk Radio.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, and do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Off your shoes, man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck, but I knew I was out of luck. The day the music died, I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. This will be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I died. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the bird flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. The land is foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sideline in a cast. Played a marching tune. We all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance. Oh, the players tried to
All right, everybody. Welcome to Journey into the Light here. A beautiful song. Love that song. We are live And we got a really great show lined up for you here this evening as our big psychic roundtable here tonight. As you will talk to not just one, not two, but three psychics tonight for your question. So the way it works is we'll be bringing you up on the phones, and you will be able to ask your one top question, and then our three guests will take a turn and giving you what they have, okay? But think of your best question. We can only take one question as this show has so many people listening and calling in. So start calling in now. I would definitely advise you to do it. 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. And on with us tonight is psychic cop Chuck Bergman. Also, angel messenger, psychic medium, Marilyn Posick, and psychic and healer, Sherry Brown from Atlanta, Georgia. Sherry's been with me on Journey into the Light for quite some time, and she's just come back to Journey into the Light, and she has her own spa in Atlanta, and Marilyn is in Arizona. She's our angel lady, who brings around her 100,000 guys, as she calls them, her angels. And so it's really three really great guests, and they give a lot of great messages. And on the show tonight, I think you'll have also a lot of fun listening, as all these guests, all three of them, are really like to have a lot of fun. And I think that laughter is definitely the best medicine for sure. So, okay. So you guys got the number 347-884-8245. The chat room is open. You can go in the chat room now, say hello, and you can even put in your area code in there, and we will try to bring you in even earlier to the show, okay? So you guys know how it's going to go tonight. Again, the number is 347-884-8245 is the number. And we'll be bringing you on to the show here on Journey into the Light. And I'll repeat one last time again. Our guests tonight are psychic cop Chuck Bergman, angel messenger, psychic medium, Marilyn Posick, and psychic healer, Sherry Brown. So I'm going to bring all three of them on here, and we will, so let's welcome here Chuck Bergman and Marilyn Posick and Sherry Brown. Welcome, ladies, and Chuck.
Thank you.
Guys.
Well, good evening, everyone. Michael,
welcome,
are you going to be able to keep us all straight tonight?
I'm going to try. I know all three of you pretty good, so it's a tough task, but I'm looking forward to it. So welcome to the group, Sherry. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. I hope that I'm a fun part of it tonight. It is a pleasure to be on here, and I never talked to or met the other two guests here tonight, but I talked to them very briefly when you had us on hold, and they are just wonderful.
Yeah.
They definitely have a lot of fun and a fun energy, and they love their work. So this should be a lot of fun tonight.
Well, I know you're the same way, Sherry. We've done a lot of shows together. We always have fun, so and bring in a lot of help for the listeners. So sounds like a great group.
Absolutely.
So, Marilyn, how you doing? Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I think I must have hit my head pretty hard, too, because I've been doing a lot of sleeping. So I don't know whether I got a slight concussion out of that fall that I took last week or not. Yesterday, I never woke up till 10 o'clock, which I'm usually up by about 4 or 5 o'clock in the mornings, and I'm like, wow.
I know, and like I have said, that looked at.
Like I said, I'm too old to be falling down.
I think we're all too old for that. And it's lucky that you didn't get more hurt than that.
Yeah, I tripped over an electrical wire at a restaurant a week ago, Sherry.
God bless you.
And I went down hard on my knees, so I was hobbling for a couple of days, and now all I'm doing is sleeping. Maybe I'm hibernating for the winter, huh?
Or maybe you're preparing for Mercury retrograde.
Oh, please. When does that start?
It's like on the 17th or the 19th, but we're in the shadow. I was so happily informed today. I was like, oh, joy.
I could have done without that news.
Yeah.
And then there's a full moon coming up, I believe, tomorrow night, which is supposed to be a powerful one for fighting soulmates. I'm like, my God, my phone will ring off the hook.
And just a little tip to all the listeners out there as well, a good money tip, place a silver coin out where the moon can shine on it the most for the week of the full moon to bring you unexpected prosperity.
Woohoo! Well, I'm going to get my coin out and have it ready.
I know. I went outside last night and the moon was up pretty full and I'm like, ooh, I got to get my coin out.
Yeah.
Well, let's
lunar vibe.
And Chuck Bergman. Chuck, how you doing?
I'm just sitting back, listening to everything, and trying to see where we're going to head tonight, see who we can help, and wait and see what happens. I'm sure it'll be fun.
I was thinking of you last Friday with the PD show. I was telling my wife, she's watching it for the first time. Of course, my son was along, and did you catch it last Friday?
You know, I did. And for those listening, it's called Live PD. It's on Friday nights. And it was really an incredible idea. I had heard about it long before it went into production through a friend of mine who's, in that line of work. And I guess the challenge was they were going to have 4 to 5 police departments outfitted with cameras, microphones, producers, and all that in different parts of the country. So the whole idea is that they pick whoever's the busiest at the moment. But like Mike and I were saying, when you watch it, you're actually – it's like sitting in the back seat of the cruiser while they're driving to an emergency at 100 miles an hour. In some cases they're pretty well going through marginal red lights and stuff like that. And you're actually feeling the concept that this is real time. And if they do collide or something, you're going to really witness it while it's happening, the same way with the people that they're confronting and all that. So different type of show. I think it goes a step beyond Cops. And look how many years Cops has been on the air. So we were watching it and felt the same way. You were kind of on the edge of your seat sitting through this show.
Yeah, your heart's kind of pumping kind of hard because it does take it a different step than Cops because you really feel it because you can hear when they gun the car, and you can feel, like I was telling my son, I said that last week when they were in, I think it was Arizona or Utah, and they were going through a lot of countryside. So they were just flooring it, and they had a good ways to go. And I said,
yeah,
that has got to be.
The streets were wet. It's scary. I've done that myself, Back for a few years, I was actually a motorcycle officer, and you don't have the same stability on two wheels that you're going to have on four, but there were times when I'd kind of overdo it a little trying to get to an emergency, like, say, a baby not breathing or something like that, and, you're kind of pushing it a little bit harder than you should, and, you're seeing it on this show, too, where they really don't know what they have limited information going on each call, so kind of fun to see the way it turns out.
Yeah, it is. You don't know what they're going to run into. And I'm just amazed, though, Chuck, when they pull people over And I'm amazed at, I told my son, I said, man, you know, the police these days, they are so consumed with drugs. And you see it on this show. It is, I didn't know it was that rampant. I guess I'm naive to a certain extent. I live at the show all the time. But
did you see the motorhome that he pulled over with just a lady, like a 50-year-old lady, motorhome, highway? I guess she was weaving just a little. And the dog sniffed positive, and I forget how, wasn't it like 80 pounds of marijuana that they took out of the motorhome?
Yeah, she said that she had to go to the bathroom. She had diarrhea really bad.
I can see why.
And she went in there. They said, well, okay. And she came back out, and they opened up the side compartment of the motorhome, and they had these suitcases in there, and they opened it up, and oh, my God. All this marijuana in there, just suitcases full. Yeah. And if you saw the lady, you would never thought, you
exactly,
know,
yeah.
that she was involved in any of this.
She was just going into the bathroom, like she had diarrhea. I mean, that's how she got busted. That's so funny. I mean, just to me, it's like the irony of that.
Yeah, you don't know if she went to flush harder drugs down the toilet, or you really don't know what she did in there, but...
Right.
It didn't change anything with the rest of the drugs. So.
Right. She had so much on her, but you're right.
Well,
she probably.
If you've got 80 pounds of marijuana, I mean, whatever you're flushing, I don't think it's going to add to that.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, one of these shows, you know, they're going to hit, you know, another car going that fast, or they're going to run upon a suspect, you know, where guns are going to be going off. And so, yeah, I'm sure they're prepared for that.
Matter of time.
Right.
What channel is this on?
A&E.
A&E, yeah. A&E, Friday night, and starts at 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Some nights they go till midnight. They'll do a three-hour show.
Yeah, they've been doing that each week now, 3 hours. So, you know, they have to be getting good ratings to go 3 hours. That's a lot of airtime.
I know.
Yeah, that is a lot of time. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this could
yeah.
be, you know, really good because, you know, the police have taken a beating, you know, in the media. And a lot of people, you know, they don't have a understanding of what that job is really like. And I think cops was kind of the first example that this sounds like, you know, it can help people kind of see that, you know, police are putting their lives in danger every day to protect and serve the public. And not only are they trying to fight the bad guys and keep that straight, but then they got their own lives and own families, and now the general public is treating them like they're public enemy number one. You know, that's a hard place to be in. So, you know, I think that's wonderful that it's getting high ratings and that, you know, hopefully it will enlighten people a little bit about how much a sacrifice it is to do that job.
Yeah, I agree. It's it shows how much, you know, good will they do. And I remember some years ago, and I was taking my wife to a movie, and I had some physical problems of my own. One thing led to another, and I tripped on this embankment of the movie, and I just really couldn't get up. I just really didn't have the energy. And two of the local police that protect this movie place came up to me, and I said, hey, I'm kind of a bigger guy. I don't know if you can help me up. And they said, don't worry about it. We'll get you. And they just lifted me up like it was nothing, put me back in their car, and took me to my car, opened it up for me, and then when I got up front to get my wife, she uses a walker and everything, and they went ahead and got her in the car, put the walker in the back. I mean, just the nicest guys. And so yeah. But anyway, you guys ready to take the first call?
We are.
Sure.
Okay. Alrighty, so let's go to our first call. Again, the number, folks, is 347-884-8245. Make sure you press the 1 on your phone if you want to come aboard. We got a lot of people on the line. We got 15 already on hold. Again, So please, one question only, and we'll let all three of our guests see what they have. So let's go to our first caller up, area code 954. Welcome. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
Yes, hi. My name is Sharon, and I'm calling from New York. Hello?
Yes, Sharon. Okay. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Okay, what is your question?
My question is that my son is kind of depressed. He had a relationship, and several of his relationships just haven't been going well. And, you know, my daughter as well. I mean, they're adult children, but I just want to know if, you know, they'll sort of, you know, find a good relationship, being in a healthy, positive relationship going forward soon? Or...
Okay. So either you ladies want to start with this?
Sherry, go ahead, hon. You're more into relationships. Sherry, still there?
Can I get your son's first name?
Andrew.
Andrew, okay. And so let me just take a look at Andrew here. And I've got to say, Andrew's a little immature, okay? And that's where your issue's coming from with him. And you've got to just, you know, I don't know, getting some counseling or help. But he's a little emotionally reactive at times in these relationships, and he's attracting those kind of energies to him. You know, and I do feel like if you can, you know, talk with him about his relationship skills, that, you know, he's going to find a type of relationship that he wants. But if he's going to continue this behavior, he's going to continue to have these types of relationships.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's so funny because I spoke to Chuck. Chuck, are you there?
I'm here. Hello,
and
Sharon.
Remember Amanda with Flyboy. I'm the Sharon.
Okay.
And that didn't work out.
Yeah, but it did happen. There was a Flyboy, right?
There was, yes, yes. So I once I found that you were on, I said, oh my goodness, I have to call in. And and it's been years, so I just said, oh, I have to call.
Yeah, I'm so glad you did, Sharon, but, you know, for people listening, a lot of times I base information I'm giving out on, if I hear a strange term coming from one of my spirit guides, one that I know that I wouldn't use, and that happened with Sharon when I believe it was a radio show she'd called in on, and I heard the term flyboy, and I went, flyboy, what the heck is that? But... Then you can tell the rest of the story. I guess it was about your daughter.
Well, the guy,
and then she...
yeah, it was at, and at that time, a guy asked her out, and she was going, and he works for the New York Jets. So that was the flyboy. I mean, it was like so incredible. It was really uncanny, you know? And,
flyboy.
But they're kind of both now, like, you know, they just had disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. So I was like, oh, my goodness.
Before it bounces over to Marilyn, I would like to say I did pick up that this relationship Andrew has pulling out of has ended. It will not rekindle again. But I did get he's got another relationship coming up very, very soon. And it's going to be someone of his equal, and things are going to work out great. And I'm going to give at least 5 years on that relationship. But I know it'll go beyond that, but they're showing me 5-year block with him. So I think Andrew is going to do fine. It's just the relationship he was in, for whatever reason, had terminated. It's over. It's done. But and I'm getting probably within 1 to 2 months, he's going to hook up with another person that he's going to be so happy with, but someone more of his type, level, and it's going to last. This time it will last.
Oh, I'm really happy to hear that because he was kind of devastated and you know, he's over in England now, and he's doing his PhD over in Oxford, and, you know, he's just, he was so happy with this girl, and it just dissipated. She just wasn't, you know, she suffered from anxiety, so, and my daughter, too, you know, my daughter is, she's like, I don't even know. She might not even be ready for a relationship, but...
Well, I'll tell you, Mom, you're sounding very happy, very, very good through it all, and I think I know you're an inspiration to both of them.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I just, you know, it's just you want to see your children happy and in a good space, and you know, sometimes when they're so disappointed, it just kind of, you know, it just kind of hurts you, you know. So that was basically my question, and you know, I just want to see them both happy, of course, and in a good space, and I always pray for them, and so
keep it up, keep being Mom, you're doing the right thing.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for that, and
best
that
of luck.
Makes me happy. Yes.
What I'm getting for you, dear, this is Marilyn. your children are going to do fine because Chuck's absolutely right. It's your energy, and you're strong, and you're a happy person, and you've got a really, really good heart, and you do care a lot about the children. And yes, you do care when they're suffering, when they're happy, whatever, but you don't let that get deep down to you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, definitely.
And I agree with Sherry, too, about your son being immature, but what I'm getting more is that he's insecure. And I like when you were telling Chuck this relationship that he was in, I feel like this girl was bringing him down, like making him insecure. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
And I totally agree with Chuck. I see somebody coming his way in about 2 to 3 months, but I'd like to see him go through more of a healing process first and getting his own security back. And that way he's going to invite somebody, he's going to attract somebody, like Chuck said, his equal. And
right.
That's what he needs right now, because he's got a lot on his plate. He's moving forward. So by him being in, you know, college and going towards his PhD, he needs somebody that's supportive and not somebody that'll bring him down. Just he needs to have somebody that will support him, that will be his equal, so it can help push him forward. Because I see, and I agree with Chuck, in about 5 years, how much school does he have to go to?
He has about 2 more years left to complete his PhD.
I see in 5 years he's really, really going to be shining. And he's going to be doing really, really well, really awesome.
Yeah, I really hope so, because he's really working hard, and you know, he certainly deserves it. You know, as we all do, we all deserve happiness and good things. So I
you
hope
think?
So. Yeah, I think. I do think.
I
thank
love
you.
That.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't want to be selfish and take up too much time, but it was so nice of you. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful, happy, and healthy new year, and the best wishes for the best of holidays. Thank you so much, guys.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, Sharon.
Have
Sharon,
a great night.
That was a lengthy exit you just did, but I have to stop you before you completely close it. While you were speaking 3 different times, you know when you enter a store and we've got the store door is made out of glass, plate glass, and then you have sometimes that little runner, so when you step on the runner, the door opens. I kept seeing that. What would that mean to you? Why would I be seeing that type of an image? Like entering a store, store being closed and you're trying to open the door to get in the store would work for me. I don't know what that is. Do you?
I'd have to think about that one, but it's a storefront or a store?
Oh, no, I don't get to see the whole front. I'm seeing just a very thick glassed door, and I don't understand what the metaphor might be, or if it's something real that you've done recently, like 2 or 3 days ago, that would really work for me. If you said you had to go to the store, but it was locked, you couldn't get in the door, you stepped on the thing to trigger the door to open and close, it didn't open or close. that would work for me. I don't understand why I'm seeing that. I let it go, but it was happening when Marilyn was talking, and it happened while Sherry was talking. I saw the same scene, so there's got to be something behind that, about a store maybe, or not being able to enter a store is what I felt like.
Well, there was a store that I wasn't able to enter, but that was like weeks ago, you know.
Okay.
I don't know why
that's coming in now, but I want you to think back about that particular day,
mm-hmm.
what activities mm-hmm. were taking place. And for
mm-hmm.
some reason, your spirit guides are taking me back to that day where the door
mm-hmm.
wouldn't open or you couldn't, because I think things mm-hmm. changed on that day.
Oh, my. Okay.
So try and think back to it, and there were more events, and somehow that triggered, and that's all I get to see of that day for you. But I know there's more to it, and it does have to do with Andrew. So just know there's someone out there looking after him, and I believe it's your mom in spirit. Could be your grandmother, but it feels like a younger spirit to be a great-grandmother. I don't think it's great-grandmother. I think it's your mom. Is your
mom
in spirit?
Yeah, my mom is in spirit, correct. Yes, and she was very close
with
Andrew.
Okay, she's going to feel within that. She's close to him?
Oh, very, yes. Yeah, she was always
perfect.
Very close
she
to him.
She is watching. But she was really around on that day, she's telling me, and she's making things happen for him. And I'm going to tell you now, if you check with Andrew, if you can pinpoint that day, you may find that he was really at the rock bottom on that day, and your mom went in and lifted his spirit. She went in and helped him, she's telling me.
I certainly believe that. And you are so awesome. I just want to tell you, you are amazing. I got to speak to you a little more in length on that show, but you are just, I mean, you're amazing. And thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I can only give you what they're giving to me, and as long as it's good news, I love giving it out. So have a great holiday.
And I love hearing it.
Incredible.
Thank you so much, and God bless you all. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for your call. God bless you, too. Merry Christmas. All right. That was really nice. Let's see here. Before we take our middle of the break here, let's bring in for our next caller. Let's go to... Speaking of where Chuck is from, let's go to Salem, Mass, and let's bring in, I believe it's Evelyn, is that right?
No, it's Olivia.
Olivia, okay, welcome.
Hi, Chuck.
How are you, Olivia? Hello. I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know, Chuck, I need some help. I don't know what to do.
Well, you got three talented people here ready to help you. We want to bring them into the
right,
mix because I love.
I need all the help. It's about the house and about the Sean, my ex-husband. I don't know. Should I even bother to get something out of that house, or should I just sign away the house?
Olivia, I know a little too much, and I'm gonna. Why don't we let Marilyn start off? She's pretty good with this stuff, and Sherry also,
okay.
And then I'll chime in. Plus, I work a lot off voice. I'll pick up stuff while you're talking. You want to go first, Marilyn?
Yeah, sure. Olivia, could you repeat your question? I'm not understanding it all.
Well, my ex-husband and I were married, and he got my father-in-law house. And as we got divorced, I have some kind of interest with the house, and now my ex-husband tried to sell the house. I just wanted to don't want anything to do with it, or should I bother to try to get some crumbs out of it financially?
I'm hearing that you should fight for it. What's in the house that's so important to you that you want to get? There's something in that house that you have that's very, very important to you.
Well, I think because I financially can use the money like down the road for my car because my car is getting really old.
Yeah, she's talking about the proceeds from the house. So her ex-husband wants to sell it because it was his dad's house, but they were married and it was given to both of them.
No, to Jamie, too, my ex-sister-in-law.
Okay. Oh, to Jamie this, also?
Yes, the whole thing is chaotic. So I'm just wondering, am I wasting my energy, my time to even bother with it, or should I just don't bother with it, or just give it to them and just walk away?
Olivia, I'm getting very, very strongly that you need to fight for it, because I'm getting like a portion of it's yours and you deserve it. Whatever you can do to go after it, but I don't want you to have much interaction if you can with your ex. I don't like his energy at all.
I know.
I don't like his energy. It's like he's got very, very low energy. I feel if you're strong enough to fight for it, go after it. But, you know, get an attorney involved with it, because you need to stay as far away from him as you can. Does that make sense to you, dear?
Why did you say that?
Why do I say what, honey?
Why do you say that I need to involve attorney? Because I have asked him if he gave me substantial amount of the money, cash, then I would sign away my waiver of the house and just walk away with. And I thought that would be the wise plan for me, so I don't have to deal with lawyers, because the lawyer took a lot of money out of me when I go for divorce.
Okay, perfect. Is he willing to do that for you?
Not really, but I'm waiting. I told him that's the only way I'm willing to sign that paper.
Okay. That makes sense to me. I like that idea. I don't feel like you should just totally walk away from everything. I feel that you are entitled and that you should go after what's rightfully yours. So if he's willing to do that and settle with that, that works for me. But the least you can have to do with this person, the better off you're going to be. So whatever you can do to feel right within your own heart to have it settled. And the main reason I'm saying that, Olivia, is like I don't want you on down the road having regrets and having a lot of strings attached and wish that you would have, could have, should have, that type of thing, okay?
Right, okay.
So I want you to be strong and go after what makes you feel good so that you don't get like, you know, beaten up or that you got run over. And the less interaction you can have with him, the better off you're going to be.
Okay.
Sherry, do you have something, hon?
Yes, dear. It does look like that your ex is, you know, he will at some point go ahead and settle up with you on some proceeds from the house. He's not going to make it easy, because it feels like to me that there's been quite a few empty promises on his end already. So you've got enough stuff here that, you know, you will end up prevailing, but it does look like to me it's going to be a little bit of persistence on your part. But, you know, it can drain you very much when you do deal with him. And it does not feel like to me that, you know, he's at peace with the ending of this relationship either. And I do feel like that he's also manipulative, and he likes to keep an air of confusion around what's going on.
Oh, yes, you pretty much nailed that one.
Thank you.
Sorry. Anything from that, Chuck?
Yeah, the only thing I'm getting is that there will be an offer made. It's not going to be exactly what you would put in the request. And, you know, Paul is here now letting me know that even though it's a little lower, that you're still going to take it and walk away. And Paul's attitude is the way things have happened, even that's better than nothing. And you know what that house meant to him when he had it. And he thought he was leaving a lot to the children. And he's really, there's no other word, he's disappointed and the way things have turned out, and it's kind of like a dishonor to him. But he's really disappointed. And he's also making me feel like whatever proceeds go to you will be used wisely, but I got to tell you, he doesn't like where the money will be used on the other end. So in other words, your ex is probably going to be, okay, am I going down the right road with that? He'll be using it for the wrong purposes. and it'll be gone before you know it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jared. I really appreciate for your help.
All right, and best of luck with it. I also feel it's not going to happen until after the holidays, you know, so you may as well put that in the back of your mind in a filing box until after the holidays and enjoy what's coming up.
Okay, thank you so much. Merry Christmas, folks.
You too.
Good
Merry
luck
Christmas.
To you, honey.
Thank you.
Okay, Olivia.
Okay, we're going to take our middle of the station break here, everybody, so everybody can grab something to drink, and we'll be right back with our guest here. Thank you. And but everybody stay where you're at. I just need to make a quick announcement, and we'll get right back to the show. I just want people to know that you will see on the show page there on the very top, you'll see a link to our new Journey into the Light GoFundMe page. And what this is Journey into the Light. If you're new to the show, it's been on the air now 9 years. We've hosted over 4,000 shows. We've helped people every single day with multiple shows daily. Normally, Journey into the Light is on the air 4 to 6 hours a day with guests all around the world. And we are wanting to create is a fund where we can help people who not just come to the show for calls like we've been doing, but people who have come to the show and many times we have had to turn them away who are struggling. I mean, people come to the show because they're struggling. I mean, they don't come because everything's great and then life is just roses. So I've always wanted the show to help people, and when people are in need, when they are close to being homeless or they are close to getting the heat turned off this winter, I want Journey in Light to be a place where we can help them. And that's why we've created this fund to help those that need a little help. And to me, spirituality starts with helping one another. This show is not a crystal ball show. Just give out readings and off you go. We'll see you tomorrow. That's not the intent. And if the show ever got that direction, I would definitely do something else. But I know we can do more than what we're doing. And in 2017, I want Journey into the Light to become this beacon of light bigger than it is now. So I ask to please help and support this outreach to those who need help. And we did this about 3-4 months ago when a longtime listener came to our show, and his name is Melvin, longtime listener. He served in the service, and he about a year ago, his son was shot last Christmas. Unfortunately, his son died in the hospital. After that, Melvin lost his job and he was on the verge of becoming homeless. And he finally contacted me and said, "Mike, I don't know what else to do. I'm 3 months behind in my rent. The utilities are getting ready to shut down." And I thought, there's something we got to do to help Melvin. So we did a 10-day fundraiser marathon to raise $1,400. And it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy at all. It was a lot of pushing, a lot of talking to people, but we did it. And the joy of Melvin when he called in, and I just want to play that to you to let you know what this does to help others. And just hear the joy of in his heart for all the people that helped. Not just me. I couldn't have given that kind of money. I don't got that kind of money. But everybody collectively stepped in and helped out, and it was beautiful. So I'm asking you to please go visit the GoFundMe page, not tomorrow, because it just doesn't happen. We all are that way. We put it off to tomorrow, and we don't do it. But tonight, the link is right here on the show page. I'm going to play this clip of Melvin here right now.
I'm talking about Michael. There's no other person would have stepped up and did what he did for me, but with the fundraiser for the situation that I have been in. And all is caught up and everything's been paid. And I would never, ever would have done this without the love of this man. I love you. And I thank God for you. I thank, you know, everything you have done for me, Michael. And you're a great man. A truly great man of God. And I tell you, I don't know what day, but one day we're going to meet in Oklahoma or Georgia, and we're going to sit down and laugh about this. But I want to thank all the ones that donated. Even, I don't know, some of them names was anonymous, but I want to thank them for their heart. Some of them I even added to my Facebook page, and I just want to thank everybody. Everybody stood up and beat the deadline, and it was a miracle. It's unbelievable. I'm up on my bills. I'm working now, and I'm looking towards nothing but success in my life. And with all, you know, with Michael being the man that he is and the heart that he has, the love and helping people, that's who we need on this earth. Those type of people like Michael Long. Those type of people. We need people don't look out the outer rim, but look in the inner rim of someone's heart. And I love you, brother. I promise you I love you. And I thank you so much. Word thank you is not enough for what you did, man. I love you.
All right. And that was Melvin. A couple of months ago, what we were able to do for Melvin. And what Melvin is talking about is, have I ever met Melvin? No. I've only met Melvin here on the show, but I know his heart. His heart is good. His heart is always loving. He's always wanting to help someone else. And he had a major tragedy, losing a son. I can't imagine. And that's what it's all about. I don't know if anybody saw yesterday on CNN, they had the Heroes Awards. And I was watching some of that, and the gave out awards for people who just went out of their way and helped people in all different ways. And that's where my heart is. My heart's right there. So please, I'm asking you to please stop and go to the Journey in Light GoFundMe page, and let's help others, especially this time of the year around Christmas. Let's help some homeless people. Let's help some people get warm. The link is right here on the page. And I do thank you for listening to me. And as they say, I don't know why I lost my voice. My voice has been good all day. But there you go. All right. Thank you. And let's bring back our guest here, Chuck Bergman. I got to do these one at a time as far as clicking on the lines. I think I'm going to Chuck Bergman, Marilyn Posick, and Sherry Brown. Welcome back, guys.
Michael, I want to say you've got one of the biggest hearts, I think, of anybody I've ever met. And I truly do appreciate everything that you do for people on this show.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Marilyn. So I think I'm going to let you guys take over with your guys' voice, because mine is about what happened to it.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I don't know. Chuck?
I just think you got a little emotional, Michael. That happens. And why not? But that was a very touching story.
Yeah. But
do you want us to do a reading for you, Michael?
No, I don't do readings on air. After the first year, I like, no. But Sherry, I don't know if you saw that when I did the postings on Facebook for the show tonight, Chuck made a comment that he thought maybe I cropped the picture when you're on the rock with the yoga, that he said he was on the rock too with you, but I cropped him out. Can you validate that story?
Good. You didn't unmute her.
What? I thought I did. Let me double check. Sherry, are you there? The line is open.
Can you hear me? I think it
now I can.
Okay. I was responding to you. I said, I think he teleported himself there.
I knew Michael would rat me out. I was trying to tell him something, and then he ends up telling you to make me look bad.
I don't know why they do that.
Yeah. I was going to say, Chuck, I noticed you on that picture, actually. I saw in the water, I saw one hand sticking up, kind of wave.
You saw me go floating by.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, okay, there's Chuck.
Hey, if I had to get in that pose, downward dog or whatever that thing is, I don't know. That would be me floating by.
No, it's yoga is really for everybody, and we have an image of people really doing all these fancy poses and stuff for people that, you know, do yoga 6 and 7 times a week. But, you know, most people are just normal people trying to keep their flexibility and mobility, keep their hips open and exercise. And at the same time, it's got, you know, the stress relief benefits and the pranayama and the meditation, you know, so it's, you know, a whole practice where you're really integrating the mind.
But who comes up with these ideas, like, you know, things to me that aren't normal, like take your left arm and put it behind your right side of your back and then twist it in and twist it out. Who comes up with the ideas for that?
Well, I mean, you did when you were a child, you know, and so when you were young, your body did all of those things naturally. And what has happened due to repetitive, you know, patterns of sitting and holding your body and lifestyle, you have shortened ligaments, muscles, you have tightness, you have fascia that's stuck. And so you don't have that flexibility that you had when you were younger. Some of it due to lifestyle. Some of it can be hormone related or even injury. But the more flexible that you are and the more flexible you stay, especially in like hip joints, if you fall or have something happen, you're less likely to break your bones. You're much more likely to heal quicker. And you don't have pain all the time. So
that makes sense.
You should come in and just breathe, and you do what you want to do. And, you know, Savasana and Happy Baby are my two favorite poses. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you say Happy Lady?
Happy Baby.
Oh, I thought you said Happy Lady.
Well, it makes Happy
hear.
Lady. Yeah, so it works.
All right.
Okay. And it's fabulous. You just lay there and you hold your feet and you just move around like a baby and breathe.
That's what I mean.
I know. It's wonderful. You would have so much fun, Chuck. We could put you in Happy Baby, put an eye pillow on you.
I think I got enough going on in my life.
You're not too far from Atlanta. You can go down there where Sherry is.
Mm-hmm. 6 hours.
Yeah. Chuck's gone all the way out to Hawaii. Shoot, 6 hours.
That's true.
That's
Aloha.
True. I mean, you're going all the way to Hawaii.
Yeah. He's frequent flyer.
Come on up and we'll see if we can get you in downward dog. You know what's funny, though, is, you know, I've always heard that, like, doing the handstand or the shoulder stand, you know, was really like a hard pose. So I just really would never try it, even though I think my core strength is pretty strong. And then one of our teachers was, you know, demonstrating it, and I went over and kind of jumped up really kind of easy, but he had me kissing one leg over the other. And so today, because I was just meditating and in that space, I was breathing, and I just laid my head down, and I just went up and did that thing perfectly, and I could not even believe. Isn't it amazing?
Any pictures?
Well, my daughter was, I came home and I had to show my daughter. And she was like, oh, I'm going to take a video and put it on Facebook. And I got back down. I was like, no, thank you. Because if I think I'm being filmed, I won't be able to do it. Like, I can only do it because, like, I'm in that, like, energy or the flow. You know what I mean? But it's amazing how we tell ourselves that things are difficult and we don't even try. You know?
I know, and I agree.
And so, you know, Chuck, like Downward Dog, we could do that with you. And I bet that you could do it a lot better than you think.
Yeah. Chuck, you getting cheese yet?
Chuck.
Chuck will be
we'll
there.
We'll try it next week. And next week, that'll be the picture on there on the Facebook.
Well, yeah.
He might get stuck doing something like that.
Stuck?
He might be like a pretzel.
We won't let him get stuck.
We might have to grease him up.
Therapist and some crystals. I mean, we'll put him back together.
I don't know. I don't know about this one.
Give it a try. What do you got to lose?
You'll have just fun. You'll
get that car
great.
Warmed up. Get going,
and
Chuck.
Get some color therapy. Play some sound bowls. We'll have a panting.
Yeah.
That does sound good.
I want videos of that.
Then we'll take you to the spa and get you a massage.
Now that I like.
You gotta earn that.
Yeah, you gotta earn that.
Just quickly, I gotta tell you, the first time when I was up north and I was with three other people, the four of us went for the first time ever to have Reiki done on us. And I went in, had the Reiki done, and I don't know why, but it had a funny effect on me. I started laughing when I got off the table. So anyway, the four of us went across the street, which was a real big Chinese food restaurant. I'll never forget. I sat down. The waiter comes over. I said, "I'll have a Mai Tai," and he goes, "No, no, no! You're drunk. You get nothing." And I looked at him. I said, "What are you talking about? I haven't had a drink in 2 weeks. I was that high from having someone do Reiki on me." And it was my first time. So I'd say about a month later, I went back just to try it again to see if it really was, you know, just the expectation of everything happening or not. And, you know, the same thing happened after that Reiki session, too. I was, I couldn't stop laughing. So maybe I need a little bit more of that. I don't know.
You do. I mean, and that's just wonderful. So you're just, your whole essence and your spirit just resonates with that healing frequency. So, I mean, that's absolutely gorgeous. And the fact that you're, like, getting up from that laughing, I mean, that's just joy coming out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you don't know how badly I wanted that Mai Tai.
Well, you were already on a Reiki high. You didn't get a Mai Tai and a Reiki high.
They go together, don't they?
You're getting ready to do the Mad Dog, or what was that called again? What kind of pose was that?
The Mad Dog? No, I mean, have Mound Dog, like little puppy, you know, stretching and happy baby.
Mound Dog, not the Mad Dog. Okay, I got it confused.
Mad Dog. It might be a Twisted Dog or something. No telling. That was, haunted tree instead of tree pose will make her, you know, scary faces and come up. You know,
that'd be a great promotional picture, Chuck. I could really use that.
I know.
For you. It's all for the promotions.
Chuck
come on.
Chuck would be in such good shape because one of our clients is in his 60s, and he's been coming to class about 6 times a week doing different ones, and his posture has improved. He's no longer in pain. People hardly, you know, recognize him when they see him because he's been breathing. He looks good. I mean, he's been so excited about his transformation. Of course, I sent him over to the spa, and he's been getting microneedling, and his skin has cleared up, and he loves skincare. But he's like, "Sherry," people run into me, and they're like, "What have you been doing?" And he goes, "Go see Sherry for yoga boot camp. It works." So, Chuck, I mean, we could bring you into yoga boot camp.
Too far. Too far, unfortunately.
All right. Let's get back here to the callers here and see who we have for everybody. Let's go to Pennsylvania. We'll bring in Mandy to the show. Welcome.
Good evening.
Hi, Mandy. How you doing this evening, hon?
Okay.
Good evening.
How about you guys?
We're doing great.
Doing real good.
Glad to hear. My question this evening is about the baby that I had November 11th, what you could tell me about his father.
Well, Sherry, do you want to go first? I sort of know this lady.
I'm taking a couple breaths and I'm getting into my third eye, expanding into her chi. I got to take a breath into her energy and clear. So what I hear you asking is, what's going on with your baby's father? Is that correct?
Yes. Any insight that you could tell me, yes, just about him in general, whether it's about him and the baby, him and I, him just in general.
Yeah.
Is just
and what's
a big
his, what's
question
his first
right
name?
Now.
I like his first name.
Chad, Chad.
Okay, so let me just take a look here.
Thank you.
So what I'm feeling like here is that there's been some kind of estrangement, but I do feel like that there's some opportunities that are going to be coming up if you can get the right, you know, energy, you know, going between the two of you, might be able to resolve some things. I definitely see that there's a pull to trying to come together with the two of you. There's just been a lot of drama that has went on, and this drama feels like to me it's extended beyond just y'all and went over into other family members. But the opportunity is coming up for you guys to resolve quite a bit of stuff, and I would just try to keep yourself as calm as you can and, you know, go to some trusted friends to give you feedback, you know, as you go through this, because you do have an opportunity here. And I do feel like you have love here. You do have a little bit of work ahead of you, but I do feel like that you guys can, you know, come back together and definitely make this a second chance.
Now, when you say about it went into other family members, what exactly do you mean by that, hon?
Well, it feels like instead of the issue staying between the two of you, that like other people were giving feedback and involved where they didn't need to be involved.
Yeah, I saw that on his end. He involved
and
other people.
It just made the issues worse.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like it made issues worse.
Okay.
And so that made more misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm. And that would be on his end?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Marilyn, do you have anything you would like to add?
Mandy, what I'm getting, did you go to court today?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Because that's what I'm getting is like a courtroom today. Was he mm-hmm. trying to pull something today that was unexpected? Like, is he trying to get back with you, or was something said, or did he do something that you were totally unexpecting today?
Well, you know, I wasn't in court. It was the mediation hearing for my first side.
Okay.
And who we're speaking of this evening is the one born on 11/11. And that's who I was just speaking to her with. So can you re-ask me that question? I don't know which one you're pertaining that question to.
Was he present for the mediation today?
No, not okay. The baby born on 11/11. No.
No, you're his father. Because I feel what I'm getting, Mandy, I'm getting like a courtroom type setting. So if you said you went to mediation, that works for me, okay? It's like, you
mm-hmm.
know, justice system, okay? So that
yes,
definitely works
like
for me. And I
mm-hmm.
feel like the baby's father, it pulled something unexpectedly today or said something unexpectedly. Does that ring a bell with you?
I had no communication with him today. I was kind of disappointed about that. But I had no communication with the baby's father, the one who I was asking about this evening.
Okay. So by no communication at all, you would be disappointed. So that would be something unexpected for you, right?
I shouldn't be. We don't have daily communication, but I was still disappointed for what, why am I? Don't even know at this point.
Okay, that works for me.
His name was brought up at the end of the mediation with my 11-year-old father. The attorney had told me, my attorney, that they were requesting to know the name of the baby's father, and then they wanted his age as well. And I gave her that. You know, I don't have anything to hide. Whether I should have or not, I don't know. I guess I was just so drained. I was there
right.
for quite some time and by myself and lost a lot of sleep, you know, the night before. So, but so be it. They do have, but that's the only way his name came up today at
okay.
that meeting.
Two things I want to say to you. First of all, you've got this. The guys are telling me you've got this. And to hang in there, it's going to be a little bit of a long battle, but in the long run, you'll come out okay, is what I'm getting very, very strongly for you. And
okay.
to also
go ahead, I'm sorry.
And to also expect the unexpected. So I don't know whether he's going to try to contact you, whether he's going to pull something here at the end, but I'm getting very, very strongly to stick to your guns and don't allow what he's going to say or do to interfere.
Meaning my 11-year-old father, the one who is suing me for custody, that he's going to try to pull something unexpected?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a definite yes on that.
Okay, so and it's a negative, so it's like kind of a mess, so don't fall for it, in other words.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay.
You got it. And what I'm hearing very, very strongly for you, Mandy, is you've got this. You've got this. Stay strong. Mm-hmm. Stay to your guns. You've got this.
Now, is there a reason, like, why they wanted to know this baby's father's name? Is that going to, are they going to do anything with that? Is that going to try to cause me an issue or so forth about that?
I'm not getting much on that. Let me turn this over to Chuck, see if he's able to pull up on this.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon.
Hi, Mandy. I'm pretty well in line with what both were telling you.
Okay.
Sherry and Marilyn, and I'm going to make mine very quick, but I am getting that
sure.
whatever he's trying to do, if he's trying for full custody, he's not going to get it. So I'm going to bounce right back to what Marilyn said, that things are going to go in your favor, and he's trying every trick in the book, but it's just not working. He's got an attorney or whatever who's they're very hopeful, but it's not going to happen. You are not going to lose custody.
I don't think I'll lose. I don't think that's my main concern about losing, you know, custody of my son, but just too much time in affecting the way that they're going about it, affecting my son emotionally and mentally and physically.
Yeah, it always does when you're in this kind of a court battle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of out of my realm, but I do pick up a little bits and pieces, and all I got was, for you, things are not going to change. Things are going to stay the same.
Okay. In that particular situation with the customer.
In that situation, yes.
Okay. And now, did you pick up anything on the other child's father?
You know, I did not, no.
Okay.
Actually, Marilyn and Sherry are more into that type of reading than I am. I'm pretty much into contacting people that have passed over. And sometimes they offer advice and everything, but
right.
no one's volunteering right now. No one's popping any information in. But I do have a male that's hanging out around you. Do you have a dad in spirit? Is your dad?
Yes,
he passed
my
over?
Father's passed, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it feels like it's got the love or the energy of a dad. And I got to tell you, whatever this is going on, he's shedding tears. He's letting me know that it's been very heartbreaking for him too. And he's going on and on about broken families. It's like too much of it going on right now, and it's not something that he's comfortable with. But he's telling me the same thing. You will persevere. You will be the one. Things are not going to change for you.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that.
All right. That's about all I'm getting. Oh,
okay.
One quick one.
Other than next.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Michael. Just one real quick one, Mandy. Whose birthday is it?
Sure. I'm trying to think. Anybody soon? Nobody's today that I.
I'm sorry. Who is it?
Nobody's today that I can think of.
Yeah, I'm getting right. Well, usually I want 1 or 2 days either way of today. You know, 2 days in front, 2 days behind. But I know I've got a birthday being shown by your dad.
I don't know. I mean, my 11-year-old just turned 11 December 2nd. And but two days ago, I can't think of anybody.
Well, even the 2nd isn't that far away. I mean, and I could see Dad, and you didn't mention that. You just mentioned 11-year-old, so
yeah,
I can see saying hello to him if that was
Barbara.
December 2nd. Yeah.
He just turned 11 December 2nd, and then I just had my baby November. I mean, yes.
Yeah,
November
I was aware
11.
Of the November one, but I was really looking for something in this month. December 2nd
right.
would really work for me, you know. It was only 10 days ago, so that's not
right.
too far away, especially from a granddad, a very happy granddad.
Okay.
Really likes the 11-year-old, he's telling me. Really likes him, so he must be special.
Yes, they were close.
Good. Okay. Sorry about that interruption, Michael, but when it popped in, I had to say something.
No, that's good. That's good. Yes, I know.
Okay. I appreciate you doing so.
Okay, good luck with it all, Mandy.
Good luck,
thank
Mandy.
You. Thank you as well, Marilyn.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
yes.
to you, too.
Take care, Mandy. Merry Christmas.
You also. Good night.
All
thank
right.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go here, Chicago, and let's bring in Karen to the show.
Hi,
312. 312 area code, are you there? Okay, let's go to Debbie in Utah. Welcome.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
You too, Debbie.
My question is, I just turned 65 and just wondering what this next year is going to bring for me.
Medicare.
Yeah. Yep, I've already done that. You're exactly
okay.
right. Very good. You're
that was good.
Good
one, Zach.
I'll let the girls handle this one for you.
Okay.
All right. You want to go ahead and start with this one, Marilyn?
Sure. What I'm getting for you, Debbie, you're going to, like, the next 10 years is just going to be really, really exciting for you. What do you have planned? Like, do you have something special planned, especially, like, in the next year or so?
Well, I'm hoping that I only have to work another year. And my dream has always been to buy a small camper and just go travel around
Perfect.
The United States.
Because that's what I'm getting, that you're going to be having a lot of adventure and getting a camper, traveling a lot. That's absolutely perfect. Do you have to continue to work for one more year?
Oh, I don't know. Financially, probably.
Okay. Have you talked to a financial planner yet about that, dear?
No, I haven't.
I think I would advise you to go see somebody because I think if you reevaluate, that's what they're telling me, that if you reevaluate your situation now, that you probably won't even have to work another year. I think you're done, and I think it's your time to go out and celebrate and have fun.
Okay, I like that, yes. I feel like I'm done with work. It's been
yes.
pretty stressful.
Yes, I just feel like it's become dead energy for you, and you've put in your time, and you've done your duty, and and you've done everything that you wanted to do. So I think, you know, just to give you peace of mind, I would highly suggest going to see a financial planner, maybe your tax accountant or somebody, to see exactly where you stand, because I think you're in better shape than what you realize.
Okay, good. Good.
And I'd like for you to really, you know, move forward with that and get it straight in your mind, because they're telling me you're done and now it's time for your adventure.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Happy Medicare to you.
I know. I just finalized that this morning, actually.
Okay, Sherry, you do have anything for her?
Well, what I do see is that, you know, this has been quite a journey, and she is ready to leave the past behind. And I do feel like that you do have a better financial picture, just like Marilyn was saying, than what you see. I feel like in about 7 months is when you're going to kind of shift out of what you're doing now. It is a period of good luck for you. And a lot of adventure, just like she said, but you're also doing a lot of pruning. So I do see you going through a lot of your stuff and either donating it or selling it and really kind of thinning things down. You'll have to kind of stand your ground a little bit on what kind of camper that you want, but I do see you getting one, and I see you having a lot of fun. And so your health looks like it's going to definitely, you know, keep going. I do see you actually being pretty healthy and being cognitive and aware of your lifestyle. So for the next 10 years, you're going to be just fine.
Good. Good. Anything from you, Chuck? Any family members coming through at all?
Yeah. Is your mom in spirit?
Yes, she is.
She would, what's the right word? If you go on a trip, she's going to be with you. No matter what you do in life, she's going to be around you. I'm feeling such an amazing love from her to you. And I want to ask just as a little validation. Who's got the swollen feet or possibly the swollen toes? Who would that be?
Maybe my sister. Is it somebody who's passed, crossed over?
It could be either, but I feel someone soaking their feet would work for me. Especially if they've got toes that are giving them a problem, and they are more the toes than the feet that your mom's showing me, just as a validation that she's around.
Well, maybe it's my father's. He had horrible toes, toenails and stuff.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay, then has he passed over?
Yeah, he has.
Okay, then I'm sure it's him too then with mom. But your mom, it was unmistakable. The love from her to you was incredible. And someone's into music. I feel like I'm looking at a piano, keyboard maybe.
My brother, who's passed over, was very musical, and he played harmonica a lot.
Okay, I mean, yeah, they're not even close in instruments, but it's the being able to play an instrument is really the message. I don't always tell people what I see because I don't want to limit it to that. But
right.
Why do I really love the month of September? I'm getting like a check mark on September as being either a birthday or anniversary.
It's my mom's birthday.
That's what I was hoping, because she's doing that with a green check on it, just to kind of signify that.
Oh, yeah. I can feel it right now. I'm just getting chills all over. I can just
beautiful
feel
energy,
feel
though.
It.
I got to tell you, really beautiful. Yeah. I don't always say that to people, but while you were speaking, I could just feel it around me, and I thought, wow, what? You know, I knew, and not everyone will have this kind of relationship with mom or dad, but you're lucky that you had that. You know, you're very lucky. But she feels it's the other way around. All I'm going to say is she's showing me the wheels turning on a motorhome. And I agree. I feel like this time next year, you'll be on the road having a great time with it.
Oh, good. Good. I'm ready for it.
What a getaway, too, that must be.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like Michael and I were talking earlier, don't be transporting 80 pounds of pot in it, whatever you do.
Oh, you will
get caught.
or just make sure I have a good flushable toilet, right?
There you go. You're not that type, Debbie. I can tell you. You're going to enjoy the view. And I'm getting animals around you, too. Are you an animal lover?
Oh, yes. I grew up on a farm, so, yeah.
That would really work for me. I wanted to say more than cats and dogs, but I just wanted to do
Believe
it.
Believe it or not,
anyway,
cows.
I'm gonna say goodbye, but I got to say goodbye to you, Debbie, but not until Mom hugs and gives you a great big kiss. So,
thank
she's
you
amazing.
So much for that.
She's a great, great energy.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad that she's doing so well. So,
hey, one more quick one. Is there any Oriental blood in the family?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, in fact, I want to talk about Japanese or something like that. Oriental, I know.
My sister, who had a lot of my mom's stuff, just sent an Oriental dao to my granddaughter. I live with them.
Oh, that would work. Sure, because I'm getting the Oriental stuff, and I thought, wow, it has to do with the family. I knew that. But just,
yeah.
I got to tell you, just know that Mom knows about it and is very, very happy about it.
Oh, good.
She's doing the victory dance.
I'll make sure I pass it on to my sister. That'll mean a lot to her. My sister really feels her around her all the time. So.
Great.
Okay. Thank you all very, very much. I appreciate it, and have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you, Debbie. You too.
Congratulations. You've worked hard.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Debbie.
All right. Thanks for your call, Debbie. Okay. All righty, guys. Before we wrap up here, let's let everybody give out their contact information. Sherry, do you want to let everybody know how people can reach you?
And they can reach me on my website at clarityinsightwellness.com. I'm also there on, Facebook. And they can link to the appointment on the book now.
Okay, and I know we got the links here on the show page. Also, for everybody, Marilyn, do you want to?
Yeah, people can reach me through my website, www.marilynposick.com. I'm also on Facebook. A lot of people reach out to me through Messenger on there as well, and you can go ahead and schedule an appointment there. I'm also live on Facebook 3 days a week, and I will be live tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, helping people cope with grief and loss. And then I will be back on Wednesday night talking all about angels.
Very cool. Very neat. Chuck, how about you?
Okay. I guess you said my website is on the show page, chuckbergman.com. And let's see, I've got a couple of radio shows coming up this week. One I have a lot of fun on Friday will be You Are What You Love with Washali. And that's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Time. And Saturday night is kind of a special night for me. I'll be going into Jacksonville and in studio with the Earth Radio, one of my friends there, Dr. Truth. And that will be on my website also, the link to it to be able to listen in live or FM radio if you're in the Jacksonville or Orlando area. And I'll be doing on-air readings, but it's an amazing show. I've done it three different times with Dr. Truth, and I'm really looking forward to Saturday night. I guess it's going to be like a holiday event, a really good thing. And other than that, yoga classes Saturday afternoon at noon at my house for any single women that are free and would like to come over and learn how to do the downward dog.
Yeah. Happy baby.
And will you be serving Mai Tais afterwards?
Yeah, I didn't think of that. That's a good idea.
Yeah. He can't have both Reiki and a Mai Tai. He's one of the
other. He'd just be a happy little boy all the time, huh?
Yeah, what was and that Chuck? Maneuver? A happy lady? What was it?
This will be live on Skype, I assume.
I think it will.
Yeah. Okay, we look forward to that, all right. All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot. It really was enjoyable. Great time. Bye, all.
Bye, Michael. Bye, Sherry. Bye, Chuck. Have a great week, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you. All righty.
Mm-hmm. Nice to, bye-bye. Nice talking to everyone. Nice meeting you, Sherry.
All right. Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night, everybody. Good night, John Boy. That was you, Chuck.
Good night.
It's like Sherry's gone.
Put the light out.
Okay. All right. All right. Good night, Marilyn.
Night. See you tomorrow, Michael.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
See you in the morning. Aloha.
Always a comedian. That's why we love you so much, Chuck. Take care, my friend. All righty. Okay, everybody. That's going to do it here for tonight. We do thank everybody for being here and hope you enjoyed it. And we'll be live on Journey into the Light. Also, LA Talk Radio tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern Time with Jennifer Taylor and myself. We got some great guests coming up tomorrow, and then a lot of shows here on Journey. With Marilyn will be on with me at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So looking forward to that, as always. And good night, everybody.